You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So I do want to do a shout out to the good people at Dunkin' Donuts for stopping by and bringing their holiday donut collection.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Now, one that we've just tried is the Snickerdoodle Croissant Donut, a glazed croissant donut filled with cookie dough flavored buttercream, finished with white icing drizzle and sprinkled with cinnamon streusel topping.
I teared up a little bit when I had it. I mean, it was so good.
You know, there's no problem in this world that any form of a croissant can't handle.
I'll eat anything that's cream filled.
So thank you to Dunkin' Donuts for dropping these by this morning. The timing could not be better. And let me tell you why. Emily's been sitting here over the last week listening to Jeremy and to me kind of talking about what pigs we've made of ourselves over the last month. I mean, I was so proud throughout the end of August and September. I was like a machine with my health and my eating.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Got back into great shape.
Got your Fitbit on.
Oh, my God.
You've been the worst woman because you're going from talking about your water intake and I have to write down my banana and your salad
to cream-filled
strudel.
It's the time of year.
I got back into like 33-inch waist jeans in September. I was like feeling good.
Withering away.
Really good. 180 pounds, ready to take on the world.
And then
November happened and December happened. Yeah. And today it is the, what did I say? Snickerdoodle croissant donut.
Ugh. My problem is this time of year is when the mint M&Ms come out. And I have made numerous trips to Walgreens by my house. And I picked up bags of these M&Ms. Nicole came home with two more the other day. And I'm pounding them down. I mean, we keep a little bowl in the kitchen, which is part of the problem is we keep a bowl, you know. And so we put a bag in there and I ate that entire bowl. And just last night she went into the cupboard. She was rummaging through. She's like, where's that other bag of mint M&Ms? I got to refill the bowl. And I'm like, I don't know where they went. Did you look in the back?
Did you blame Reed?
That's what the kid's for.
No, I didn't even try blaming the kids. I was like, it's all me. I pounded that bag down and I'm feeling it.
He had chocolate around his mouth and his shirt was unbuttoned. He couldn't get his pants up all the
way. It wasn't me.
I have eaten more. I have undone everything that I did in August and September. And so what we're laughing about is that Jeremy suggested on the January 4th or whatever that we do a what?
A cleanse.
No, I'm not going to do a cleanse.
We need to do a cleanse,
that's
man.
That's too much of a chick thing.
I don't care.
You're talking about like ingesting that stuff that makes
Doing something. I need to be flushed out. I need to be purged. I need toxins out of my body.
I believe garden hose was
I murmured yesterday that I need a hose in my butt and I need to be pumped out. I need to be refreshed and rejuvenated.
I'm not helping you with that either.
Come on. Let's
go
together.
They do couples.
Yeah. We'll hold hands and get pumped out, man.
I can't do the, I can go so far as to say, you know, I'm going to be really good.
Yeah.
I can do that chick thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
quit calling it a chick thing.
It totally is a chick thing.
Because really? This didn't even enter my mind until Nicole was like, you ate two bags of M&Ms. Let's do a cleanse. She's the one who brought it up to me. She said the C word M.
No man should walk around saying, I'm doing a cleanse.
Right.
No guys.
I was just going to have a glass of water and a bran muffin to get things rocking in January. But now that I rethink it, I'm going to get the hose, I think.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's not a colonoscopy. What? Colonic.
Yeah, it's a colonic flush or something.
Really? I lived in Vegas for years, and that was, girls did that every Friday just before they went out. You're going to slim down.
I hear it makes you feel great.
Slim down and shape up.
Why not? It gets everything out of you.
I had to do that before I had my colonoscopy.
Right.
And that was quite an experience.
Well,
I might have to do that about every 3 days.
It's going
to
be like a winter wonderland up there.
It's not going to be winter.
I don't know how you guys don't feel more guilt before the M&Ms even happen. Like, that's why this time of year doesn't do anything for me, because I look at it and I'm like, I can't.
Let me tell you what is really strange about it. I wonder how many of our listeners can relate to this. I realize how crappy I have been the last month. I'm well aware of it. And I'm also well aware of how difficult this is going to be come January. I've got to get right back to where I was. And yet, over the next 10 days, I will not curb the crap that
same.
I've been. I am not going to do this.
Same,
well,
same.
I'm going to go through the rest of the holidays. I'm going to be really good. I'm not doing
just
that.
Just a little bit of
you
gravy.
Guys are on a suicide mission. Right. You're
it's
like kamikazes.
It's the end of the year. It's the end of the year, and mm-hmm. you're in screw-it mode on right. multiple things, and your health is
exactly.
one of them.
Waistline? I don't. Yeah.
I don't care. And I'm going to go ahead and eat a bunch of crap between now and January 3rd, and nobody can stop me.
I'm totally regretting wearing a slim fit button up shirt today because I can yeah. feel it.
Me
I will
too.
Tell you right
me
now.
Me too. Yeah. I don't want to look at that.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.